Blowback, written by L.T. Ryan and read by Alexander Sendiz.
Chapter 1, November 22nd, 2006. Bear turned his face toward the sun as he strolled along the familiar path to the bar that had become his second home over the past 6 weeks. There's nothing quite like the Caribbean sun. It's a little warmer, a little more rejuvenating. Even after 2 months on St. Lucia, Bear wasn't used to how good the sun felt on his skin. A foghorn in the distance brought Bear out of his peaceful reflection. As much as he enjoyed the weather and the food, St. Lucia was far from perfect. It was the height of tourist season, with 3 or 4 cruise liners pulling up to the coast every day. If he saw one more bad t-shirt, like, "I can't keep calm, I'm going on a cruise," he was going to jump into the ocean and swim until he drowned or some colossal sea creature decided to have him for dinner. But not everything about St. Lucia was awful. The locals were patient with the tourists. It was their way of life, after all. But they didn't mind raising an eyebrow behind a few backs. They did their job, and they did it well. But they never forgot that they were on constant display, living here in paradise. They all had to put up with plenty of bullshit, but it's what kept their sense of humor so sharp. Bear swung open the door to his local haunt. He'd visited plenty of bars in that first week, but the atmosphere at the Soggy Dollar was exactly what he had been looking for. They had great food, cheap beer, and a barmaid who didn't take lip from anyone. But the best part? The tourists didn't typically venture out this far. Before Bear even reached his usual stool at the opposite end of the bar, there was a full glass of the local brew in front of him. He couldn't even remember the name of it, but it didn't matter. Sophia always seemed to know what he wanted, even before he did. Sophia leaned in close, a smirk on her face.
"I saw a new one today,"
Bear groaned. They'd been trading sightings of terrible t-shirts for the past week, and Sophia was on a winning streak. "Do I even want to know?"
"Oh yeah,"
she said.
"This one's even worse than my guns aren't going to be the only thing that's out in St. Lucia."
Bear rolled his eyes. "We agreed that is not the worst one we've seen. It's not even funny."
"No, you agreed it's not the worst one we've seen. I agreed that you're just too old to get it."
"Too old my ass," Bear said. But he took a sip of his beer to hide his smile. "So lay it on me."
"Okay."
Sophia flipped her long braids over her shoulder and put her hands out, setting the scene.
"I was on my way to work and I saw this old guy coming toward me, right?"
"How old? Not actually old like me or actually old like Dennis?" Bear hooked his thumb over his shoulder at the old timer sitting at a table by himself on the other side of the bar. He had to be at least 90. Sophia scowled. She hated when he interrupted her stories, which is exactly why he did it.
"In between. Anyway, so I see this sweet old guy walking toward me, right? He's got a little hat on and khaki shorts and socks pulled up to his knees. He just looks happy to be here. So I smile at him and start to wave, and then I see his shirt."
Sophia paused. When Bear didn't say anything, she quirked an eyebrow. This was a predetermined break in her story. The only point at which he was actually allowed to interrupt. He played along. "What did it say?" Sophia swung her hand out in front of her like she was imagining the words in shining lights hovering in front of her face.
"Can I try your fish taco?"
Bear blinked once, then twice. He didn't know what to say. Sophia threw up her hands.
"I don't even know why I bother."
"Maybe he just really loves fish tacos."
"I'm sure he does, but that bastard Randolph at the corner shop sells them to college students who think they're hilarious because they have the maturity of a 12-year-old boy."
She shook her head.
"That poor man. Everyone is going to be laughing at him. He has no idea."
Bear pretended to be affronted. "You mean you didn't say anything to save that poor soul's dignity?"
"I couldn't do that to him. He looked so happy."
Sophia got a wicked grin on her face.
"But I did give Randolph a piece of my mind."
Bear chuckled. "I'm sure you did. He'll be feeling that for a week." Sophia just shrugged.
"He's forgotten what it means to be from St. Lucia. All he cares about is the money."